Ron Ellis is joining us this morning. Ron, first off, morning. Second off, how many years have you served as Williamson County Commissioner?
Tom, this finishes up my 12th year today, and it's really hard to believe how fast these 12 years have flown by.
Yeah, you know what? And many people would say, "What are you talking about?" But you know what? I get that. I really do.
It does. It just seems like just yesterday in some ways that this process started. But you know, the way that you do politics in Illinois, it was actually, I've been an elected official for 12 years. It took a year and a half before that to happen, because the way things are done in Illinois, you don't seem to get much of a break from one election to the other in this great state.
I'm curious, what did you learn during the 12 years that you served as Williamson County Commissioner that you wouldn't have been able to learn any other way when it comes to politics, money, and what goes on in the county and what goes on behind the curtain, behind the doors to keep the county rolling? What have you learned in 12 years?
That's a great question. Number one is the backdoor deals that seem to get done if you want to get anything accomplished. You can't do anything by yourself. You have to have assistance. And that was the biggest surprise that I had, was having to learn that just because I'm an accountant or that I won an election, that I can get anything done. You can't single-handedly get anything done at any level without good support and good help.
And that's interesting, because I'm taking a guess here that after years of talking to you, some 12 years apparently, that the thing you're proud of is the budget and being able to keep spending under control in Williamson County, and you wouldn't have been able to do that without your fellow commissioners.
Correct. And but I did vote against the budget. This is the fourth year in a row that I voted against the budget. Now, we don't have a final budget in Williamson County. We do have a tentative budget. But that'll be finished up probably in the next week or so. There's still some departments that are not happy with the monies that they have received, and so we still haven't had a meeting with all of the office holders that want to have issues with their particular budget. But this budget, you know, every year is tough. It really is, but it's about a little over $17 million. And this one, because of the COVID and the businesses not being in place, not all the tax revenues coming in, just being in the state of Illinois, it's a snowball effect. And this budget by far was the worst budget, trying to put it together, that we've had in the 12 years I've been there.
You know, when you think about it, Illinois, it is trickle down, except the bad news is trickle down, because they want to keep more of the money, you know, not sending it back to communities the rate they had before, unfunded mandates. I mean, there's really a lot around that issue when it comes to really trickle down, and trickle down in a bad way.
Well, I want to thank you for something. You beat the buzz. I mean, beat the drum big time on the CARES money. And in the 11th hour, after in the month of November, they opened up. And when I say they, the state and the federal government opened up the CARES money to what was supposed to be, and Williamson County is now going to be able to get all $868,541. And we should have that money in, if everything goes right, by the end of December, very first of January, we should have that money in. And there's no encumbrances on it. You can use it to help fill up your shortfalls. And then that also puts us in line for some monies coming down the pike. If all of the communities in the state don't fill out the paperwork for it, and it is a pain in the butt, trust me. But if you get all of that for whatever money's left over, we're going to be in a pool for a second round of CARES money. And you could get possibly up to 80% of your $868,000. That was what our allotment was. So, you know, that's going to be a huge shot in the arm for the county for this next year.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure how much of a role I had in that, but I'm reasonably sure I did prompt people to action on that on the state level, especially after discussing it with the senator, among other things, and saying something needs to be done. Something was done. So probably one of my prouder moments to be known, if the truth was were to be known, Ron.
Well, it really is, Tom, because you talked with everybody from Dick Durbin to Governor Pritzker to our local state representatives, our state senators, mayors, county commissioners. You talk to anybody that would listen. And, you know, Brad Cole, some of the other organizations, and it was a team effort. There's a perfect example of a team effort because you started the drum roll, and there were other communities throughout the state doing the same thing, and it finished in a good result. This is one of the few times that you've seen everybody, bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, actually work together, and we wound up with a good result.
What's your biggest concern for the future? And when I ask that, Ron, I'm asking on the municipal and the county level.
Well, it has to be funding. The mandates that come down from the state. Since I've been a commissioner for 12 years, the mandates that have come to us from Springfield have just been staggering. And when they issue mandates, they do not fund those. And they just, it's like putting handcuffs on behind your back, and then you got to do your job. It's impossible. And if the state of Illinois doesn't stop issuing the mandates, whether it's through the court system, it's through the sheriff's department, it's running the treasurer's office or the county clerk's office, putting more pressure on us to cover costs related to the elections, and we have elections every time we turn around. We'll have another one coming up in April of next year. It's just, Tom, it something's got to give. And you cannot continue to spend money without having revenue sources to pay for that expense. It's mathematically impossible.
So what's your advice to the county commissioners coming, Tim Atkinson, who's coming in and going to be sworn in today? Is that right, or tomorrow?
He'll be sworn in this morning, I believe, around 8 o'clock this morning. And then he'll, or not to, not today, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning, he'll be sworn in. And then he'll literally hit the ground running. And my best advice to him or anybody else looking to get involved is to stay informed, to get you a network of people set up that you can trust, that you can go to for information. Our state representatives and our state senators all feel the same way we do. That's a great, great plus. You don't have to worry about reinventing the wheel there. But it's just taking, you know, being your stewards. I look at it this way. I was one of three chief financial officers for Williamson County because that was my number one job. Our number one job is money. And, yes, it's helping people with problems, and I enjoy that immensely. I really did. But it's the budget, and it's all the money aspects that go with it. And we are the chief financial officers of the county, just like a Fortune 500 company. You know, we oversee $17 million. Our treasurer's office collects $80 million in real estate taxes that get divvied out to schools and municipalities, cities, townships, water departments, whatever. And you know, you have a tremendous amount of money coming through our county, and there's a lot of responsibilities there.
$17 million worth of other people's money really has a way to change their perspective on that. Ron, before I let you go, 12 years in public service. You're going to retire. You're going to do other things. You're going to maybe seek higher office. What's your plans for the future and final words and comments for the day?
That's a great question, too. I have some things that I'm working on right now. I'm have an opportunity to say specifically, but I am working on a couple of things. I still do accounting work. I'm not full time doing that anymore, but I have another business endeavor a little bit to the south of us that I'm still involved in, and hopefully continue to get to broadcast ball games down the road. Shoot, you never know in Illinois now. And so there is some other things. I'm still going to be very, very involved politically, and I enjoy that. I've already been asked to put my name on the ballot in April to be on the regional Board of Education and told Lori Laquat that I would be happy to do that. I'm still on a board with through Manticon with Kathy Lively with putting people to work here in Southern Illinois with other business people. So I've still got a lot of things to accomplish, but it is going to be nice to sit back and take a little bit of a break and just see what opportunities arise.
Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner, for just a few more hours. Ron, I appreciate you being so available to me and our listeners when it comes to being a guest here on the show as well.
Tom, I want to thank you very much for all you do. What you do is I look at you as like KMOX for the St. Louis market. You're our eyes, ears, and voice here in Southern Illinois, and I appreciate everything that we've been able to accomplish, and I appreciate you taking all my texts and the conversations we've had. And I really, Tom, want to thank the citizens of Williamson County for the 12 years. It's been really an honor to represent them and to be their county commissioner. And who knows what's in store down the road, but it has been a tremendous honor to be a county commissioner.